Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Couple died hours apart, holding hands after beautiful marriage spanning half a century. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. After Lois and PJ Connor enjoyed more than 50 years together in marriage, the Ohio couple died hours apart while holding hands. The loss is tragic, but their enduring love story was beautiful from beginning to end. It's never easy to lose a parent, and losing both at the same time is especially hard. But the loved ones of Lois and PJ Connor, a couple who died just hours apart from COVID-19, are wrestling with the feeling that the deaths came too soon too. They were not done living their life, one of their children explained. Lois and PJ Connor married in 1968. The couple raised three children, Patrick Connor, Mary Mazick, and Anne Lanier, and later welcomed 10 grandchildren and one great-grandchild. Their 52 years of marriage was a beautiful love story, according to the family. And even with the tragic ending brought on by coronavirus, their incredible devotion to one another cut through the darkness. Lois and PJ were together in life and together in death. The couple died just hours apart, and God is already ministering to the hearts of the loved ones they left behind. After being admitted to the hospital with COVID-19, the two were initially placed in separate rooms. But their beautiful bond endured the separation. They passed love notes to each other from across the hall. But then, Lois started getting worse, and it wasn't long before PJ's condition went downhill too. "My dad was struggling with COVID and a broken heart," daughter Mary Mazick said. For the couple's children, it was so hard to see their parents suffering so much, both physically and emotionally. "The piece that people really don't understand is that the loneliness, the isolation, plays just as big of a part as the clinician piece," Anne Lanier, the couple's other daughter, said. But after 52 years of marriage, Lois and PJ had plenty of faith, both in God and in each other. And their trust in the Lord brought comfort as the couple died together just hours apart. "My mom was at peace," Mary said. "My mom kept saying, 'I am not afraid.' She kept saying, 'I am going to see Jesus.' She was more concerned about my dad." As both Lois and PJ's health got worse, the hospital brought them back together in the same room. It was so hard for their kids to say goodbye, but they saw how much their parents were suffering here on earth, and their parents had raised them to know God would take care of it all. Mary recalls breaking down and telling her mom she didn't want to lose her, and Lois had the best response. "Oh, Annie, I know," the dying woman told her daughter, "but God is going to get you through this." The couple died hours apart, in the same room together, holding hands. And while losing both parents at the same time is incredibly hard, the family knows it needed to happen this way. "While they were in the hospital, I know my dad would look at my mother and I could see in his eyes that the thought of living without her was devastating to him," son Patrick Connor said. "It broke all of our hearts to see that. But at the end of the day, they both had a strong faith in God. They did everything together. They also died together and are in heaven together." In their time of mourning, the family is leaning on the strong faith modeled by their parents. "That sharing of faith has truly gotten us through," Mary said. "To see the joy and to have so much gratitude in the midst of a devastating loss for our family. That gratitude extends to the incredible care Lois and PJ Connor received from the hospital. They treated us with respect and kindness," Mary said of the hospital staff. "Riverside workers did not just administer medicine, but loved them, laughed with them, cried with them. It has changed our grief experience." Lois and PJ's son Patrick agreed with his sister's sentiments about the hospital staff. noting their compassion and understanding for the couple who died hours apart. He also recognized how hard their job is, especially during COVID-19. How difficult that must be to go from one room to the next and see the same thing, when just our story alone was heartbreaking, Patrick said. My heart goes out to those healthcare workers that helped us, and I can't thank them enough. We move on to the next thing, and they stay. And they are still treating patients today.
Hey, listeners. I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Dog dumped in parking lot of shelter inspires awe as he goes from hopeless to defying all odds. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. In the parking lot of the Kentucky Humane Society, someone left a dog named Ethan for dead. Given his terrible condition, the workers didn't have much hope for him at first. But over the next few days, Ethan amazed them with his transformation and inspired the entire community. A Good Samaritan dropping off donations at the Kentucky Humane Society alerted the animal hospital to a terrible discovery. Right there in the parking lot, someone had dumped a dying dog. Ethan, the dog, was in horrible condition. Estimated to be around 3 years old, he should have weighed somewhere around 80 pounds. Instead, he was painfully emaciated at only 38 pounds. Ethan was so weak he could not lift his head. He's the thinnest dog we have ever seen that was still breathing, the Kentucky Humane Society revealed on their Facebook page. Workers at the Kentucky Humane Society have seen some pretty awful, heart-wrenching things, but Ethan's case was one of the worst. Workers immediately started treating Ethan and rushed him to the animal hospital. While the medical team was determined to do everything they could to save the poor dog, they didn't hold out much hope for his survival. After enduring such horror, you couldn't blame Ethan if he just gave up and succumbed to his injuries. But this incredible dog amazed everyone by doing the complete opposite. The Kentucky Humane Society kept everyone updated on Ethan's condition via their Facebook page. Support came from all over as folks immediately began donating and praying for the dog's recovery. It really seems like our entire city has come together to pull for this special baby, the organization said. And we cannot explain to you how grateful we are for every single helping hand. 2 days later, Ethan's progress left rescuers cautiously optimistic. The pup had defied the odds and survived. With help, he was eating and drinking, and even blessed the staff with his very first tail wag. They called it an absolute miracle. The Kentucky Humane Society celebrated every time Ethan survived another night. They rejoiced as his body began to show signs of recovery. And after a few more days, they marveled as Ethan, the dog left for dead, walked for the very first time on his own. Ethan's fight to overcome the unthinkable amazed all who followed his progress, including the staff working so hard to save him. Everyone was blown away and inspired as Ethan went from the dog at death's door to a fur angel beating all the odds. It's like he grew wings and flew, said Emily Brewley, the veterinarian at the Kentucky Humane Society. This dog has just passed all expectations. I thought he'd be months and months in rehab, and he just got up and walked. The community has rallied around Ethan the dog, sending toys, blankets, and donations. Area restaurants have sent food to the Kentucky Humane Society for the staff working tirelessly to nurse him back to health. And the unifying effect Ethan the dog has had is just as inspiring as his transformation. It's an extraordinary story for an extraordinary time, and I think we all really need it, said Emily. Ethan the dog isn't just recovering physically. The staff is seeing his playful and loving personality emerge despite the horrific things he's endured. We're watching him go from a living skeleton to this beautiful soul who's fought with everything in him to survive, the Kentucky Humane Society wrote in an update on Facebook. Ethan has a special kind of resilience that has really spoken to people near and far. He is a reminder that we have the ability to overcome even the worst of circumstances. God has truly sent us animals for a special reason. Once hurt, it can be hard for our human hearts to heal. But this fur angel is showing us what it looks like to forgive and then trust again. Not only is his story incredible, but his will to continue to trust and love people is incredible as well, Emily Brulee notes. The donations pouring in don't just benefit Ethan, but all the animals at the Kentucky Humane Society. And Ethan is even helping create new laws to protect animals. His story inspired Kentucky state representatives to sponsor a bill seeking to expand the definition of animal torture to include intentional gross neglect/abandonment. What an inspiring story showing God can take even the worst circumstances and use them for good.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.